Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There are some facts that have no bearing on your life. They don't help you at all. And you only learn them when there's a Reddit thread or a BuzzFeed article or a radio show doing, hey, what's that weird fact you know that no one else knows? This is one of those times.
Oh, good.
Who has more bones, Maitland, babies or adults? Three, two, one.
Babies.
Correct.
Yeah, because they're still forming.
Yeah,
they grow together.
Eventually they
and
fuse,
then
yeah.
300 bones with babies. Adults have 206.
We're basically doctors.
Weird, I thought they just came out all mushy and then bones grew.
I think they fuse together.
Yeah, they're largely bones.
What?
You're right over there?
No! Whoa! Just don't touch the mouse!
What's happening?
I was turning that one off. That made four others start. I'm good at this.
Weird how when you turn stuff off, it actually turns on.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I agree. This is a real mismatch of problems. Didn't have a word after real, so I just threw in that one. All right, back to these facts.
Yeah, and this better be a good fact.
Everyone
knew
that.
Everyone knew that last one. Come on.
All right.
Blow my mind.
What if I told you there's a jellyfish that doesn't have an anus? And when it gets full of stuff, its body makes an anus, pushes whatever it needs out, and then the anus seals up and it goes back to no anusing.
It's like a ghost anus. It's like a, wow, like a Stargate anus.
Ooh, it's a ghost-butted jellyfish.
Is that what's called? Wow.
Steve, you have a follow-up question?
I do. So every time it has to release, is it a new anus? Or does it always open in the same spot?
It's wherever the body needs an anus.
Okay.
Like, you ever have that feeling where you're like, oh, God, I ate too much, and your stomach feels
it
full. And
stomach anus.
Yeah. And then just...
But your belly button
shoots.
Wow.
You didn't like the gesture, did you, Maitland?
I
acted like
at all.
My belly was a giant zit. Now squeezing the phone out.
Wow. Yeah. It's like when the upside down portals show up in the side of a tree in Stranger Things, and then they're not there anymore. Just whoop.
Yeah.
Gone.
Was that better? Did you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I did.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
This one you've heard before. U.S. military has lost several nuclear weapons, and not all of them have been recovered over the time.
They lose a bunch in West Virginia or something, or they dropped.
They accidentally dropped one.
I think, right? Yeah.
Yep. This one I thought was very interesting. Have any of you ever eaten turtle?
No.
I don't think so.
Come on. No.
Maybe Kelly.
Maybe Kelly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
A more elaborate palate.
Well, I meant just really specifically only for me.
I don't think so.
So it took a long time for the giant tortoise to be scientifically recognized because of the time all science went through London because of the English Empire. In order to be cataloged, the giant tortoise had to get there. And the samples never reached London because apparently they're delicious. And so they'd get on ships and they'd get hungry and they'd eat one and everybody'd go, God dang.
Man, these
that's some good
tasty.
Whatever this animal's called.
I thought it was just because they were really slow. Like they're still on their way there.
Like they're rowing.
Yeah.
We're not built for this.
It was up to the animals to get themselves to England.
They show up and these turtles are jacked.
Yeah.
I like turtles.
Yeah, like the kangaroo images you see. Yes. Like, oh my God, what are you? Rip. Do you ever even lift, bro?
I'm here. Recognize me. As
they weren't recognized. Until 1835, even though they were discovered in Galapagos as far back as 1535.
So for 300 years,
wow,
they kept trying to get these things onto ships to get them over to London.
Yep.
And for 300 years, they couldn't get one.
Because
the crew members
would eat the damn tortoise.
And they couldn't
designate
one person and be like, look, man, your sole job on this boat is to make sure we don't eat this thing.
We need to show that they exist.
I don't want that job. They're going to eat me. One pirate, William Dampier, a 17th century pirate, said of the tortoises, the land turtles are so numerous that 500 or 600 men might subsist on them alone for 7 months without any sort of provision. They're extraordinarily large, fat, and so sweet that no pullet meat eats more pleasantly.
Take your word on it, Mr. Pirate.
for whatever reason, land turtles is funny. Like, I know that there are sea turtles, but talking about, like, oh, them land turtles, like, yeah. I like that.
It does. This one seems impossible, or at very least, unexplainable, and I don't know how they'd test it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Butterflies allegedly retain memories from their caterpillar form.
Okay.
So they're a caterpillar. Mm-hmm. And they make a cocoon. Mm-hmm. In which they turn to goo and change forms. Yet they retain memory from when they were eating.
They turn to goo when they're...
I don't know.
Cocoon?
Mm-hmm. Steve, that's not science.
I think so.
I think they go opposite.
The goo part was not the science. Egg, larva, pupa, adult, we got that. But goo, I mean, they must.
You know, I read a fantastic butterfly memoir once, and it talked about that.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We know the author?
Yeah, yeah. It was LeVar Burton. It was the butterfly that's at the beginning of Reading Rainbow.
Gotcha.
Right? Mm-hmm. Wrote a book.
He wrote it? Or he
no, I learned about it from LeVar Burton.
Oh, he wrote the foreword for the famous butterfly.
Yes, the butterfly that's referenced in
Butterfly in
the Sky.
Start out like I remember as a lad eating mm-hmm. apple leaves and wondering what the future held for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I know Absolutely. That I'm going to end up embedded in the grill of a Mack yeah. truck going yeah. 80 miles an hour down the interstate where my wings flap crazily for hours
Absolutely.
On end and other bugs bash my face in.
Yeah, they're like, I really chowed on that milkweed.
Okay, Maitland, if you could... explain to me how they test and find out if a butterfly has a memory of its
yeah.
caterpillar stage.
Well, you see, you take it to Disneyland and you have all sorts of childhood fun with it while it's a caterpillar.
Okay.
And then when it becomes a butterfly, you ask it, remember when we did all those fun things?
Okay, got it.
Oh, so it's
that
simple.
That makes as much sense as yeah. what it probably is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says, in spite of their central nervous system being dramatically reorganized, goo, during the process, they managed to retain memory.
My apologies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how do they know that?
That's seriously.
It really didn't say, this is how we discover, like, wait, no, Howings, you talked about one time memories being projections. You think they could just, like, cut that thing open and...
Oh, yeah, stick a flashlight behind its
yeah,
eye.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what right.
They,
yeah,
they put a little light.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the memories in the eyeball.
Yes.
That was Howick's big science take.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah, that's probably in your butterfly book.
It's pretty obvious, guys.
Jeez. Okay, this is... We know how they did it. Georgetown researchers found that tobacco hornworm caterpillars could be trained to avoid particular odors delivered in association with a mild shock. Later, when adult moths emerged from the pupa of trained caterpillars, they also avoided the odors. So they remembered the shocks.
They didn't like the same smell.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first scientists to receive a preserved platypus were so absolutely 100% convinced that it was a hoax with its duck bill and its beaver feet and tail and all its other weird things. That they nearly cut it into unrecognizable pieces, trying to prove that it was assembled from multiple animals, like a turducken cooked in a kitchen.
I mean, those are ridiculous looking
yeah,
animals.
Yeah, when you see one, I can see why somebody would think that somebody was trying to pull a fast one on them or you know, make fun of them or whatever.
They cut it up crazy. And basically had to say, could you bring us another one? We broke it.
Oopsie.
They're so weird looking.
And they come out of an egg.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it.
I mean, like every part about those animals
Nothing's right about
is
them.
Messed up.
You've heard of the Crusades?
Right? I have, yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the basis of the Crusades? Like, I know them. It was the Catholics, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they were crusading against...
all the heathens that were non-believers.
And they were doing that by spreading... the word of love with violence and war.
Yeah, I think it was.
Got it?
I think it was mostly against the Muslims.
They call that the pro-life war.
Mm-hmm. It was the "my God is better than your God" war,
and that's the last time there's mm-hmm. been a war fought over whose God is best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wouldn't. We learned from our lessons.
Now, are you
we
familiar with
from
the Children's Crusade?
The children's crusade?
Steve, you know who learned lessons from that?
Who?
Butterflies.
Butterflies. Okay.
Yeah. They remember.
What do you think the children's crusade was? A crusade led by children, correct?
Yeah.
Oh.
So self-explanatory when you put it like
it's
that.
It's like it's right there
but
in the title.
But it seems impossible that that would be true. In the year of 1212, the children's crusade, led by 12-year-old Stephen of Cloyes, no relation, Steve,
no,
was approved by neither King Philip nor the Pope, but that didn't stop Stephen and his army of children, which, according to legend, grew to as large as 30,000 children.
Oh, boy, I don't like my odds then.
Another similar group of child crusaders formed in Germany around the same time. They carried crosses and banners and rudimentary weapons and optimistically believed they could convert people through their words and divine intervention.
Kids, I like a 10-year-old coming up to me.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, you don't know anything.
I'd like to talk to you about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd be like, you are so cute.
I'm farming dirt.
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
Oh, my God. Kids these days.
Like, I'm literally planting dirt in mud, hoping to eat some dirt. The Crusaders hit a wall, so to speak, by the time they made it to Genoa, Italy. As it turns out, children grow tired, hungry, and do not speak all the languages of Europe.
What losers?
Who could have possibly seen this problem coming?
Well, yes, 29,000 of them are going, I'm bored.
Once they turn 18, do they have to drop out, too?
I guess, yeah.
Who would win in a fight? 10,000 priests or 30,000 evangelical children?
It's hard to say.
Question
I,
oldest
yeah,
time.
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
If there is a lake or a pond that someone makes, man-made or whatever, mm-hmm. and there's no fish in it, how do fish get in it if the person doesn't put them in there?
They get transported there by birds who took them from somewhere else and then dropped them accidentally.
Primarily ducks eating fish eggs, and then the eggs are kept warm inside the duck body, and sometimes they don't get
digested.
And so then they poop them out at another pond, and all of a sudden you got fish in your pond.
Oh, I was on the right track, but the wrong method.
Those fish are orphans.
Butt orphans. Yeah. Oh, no.
It's sad.
My mother's a duck butt. Yeah. This is terrible.
Babies do come out of butts.
Yeah, that's a weird Mother's Day.
This one is just depressing. If you were going to log the release of the original Star Wars, it is far closer to World War II than present day.
Yeah, those statistics always make me sad. When it's like, if you were born on this day, it's like, this is closer than this. And you go, I don't like that.
And finally, this one. There are sharks that are swimming around in the ocean right now that are older than the rings of Saturn. That is a deceiving headline they wrote, and it's completely wrong.
So you mean like a species is older than that?
Older than...
Yes.
Okay.
There's not like one shark named Denny who's like, I remember when it didn't have rings, which is what the headline makes it seem.
I've just been really fortunate. Nothing ate me.
You mean, how long have the rings been there?
Steve, 400 million years.
Okay.
All right. So there's
that would be an old shark.
But again, I'm just telling you, the headline says, there are sharks that are older than the rings of Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
Liars.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Denny. Travis.
Travis.
Yeah.
And Travis, that guy.
Yeah.
Talk about living fast and loose.
Yeah.
There you go. We've all learned things.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.